Some of President Bush's judicial nominations have provoked a bitter partisan fight in the Senate. Republicans are planning a 30-hour nonstop debate on behalf of his judicial nominations beginning today. They say Democrats are being obstructionists. Democrats say some of the president's nominees are out of the mainstream. One of the most controversial nominations is that of Janice Rogers Brown to the Federal Appeals Court here in Washington. Brown is black and an outspoken conservative justice on the California Supreme Court. Here are two commentaries on her nomination. The first is by Armstrong Williams, a nationally syndicated columnist and radio talk show host. He says Democrats are distorting Judge Brown's record to block her nomination.
A handful of Democrats in the U.S. Senate have declared war on minorities who don't support the liberal agenda. The latest victim of their attacks is Justice Janice Rogers Brown, the first black woman to sit on California Supreme Court. Brown has been nominated for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Her track record is impeccable. Nonetheless, Democrats in the Senate have attacked Brown by inferring that she is a traitor to her race. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York criticized Justice Brown for voting against minorities and low-income people. For obvious reasons, Schumer makes no mention of specific cases where Brown ruled against minorities and low-income people who actually deserved to win. So, in effect, Schumer actually criticized Justice Brown for treating the Constitution as colorblind. Isn't this one of the major goals of the Civil Rights Movement? Now, a handful of Democrats in the Senate and the black leaders they drag in tow are joining in on the race baiting. Hillary Shelton, director of Washington's chapter of the NAACP, said President Bush nominated Justice Brown solely to get some kind of credit because she is an African-American woman. The black commentator called Justice Brown a Jim Crow-era judge and natural black face. Just like that, the entire arc of Justice Brown's experience, her rise from a segregated Alabama community to achieve personal and professional success, dissolves beneath the hurtful and reductive label of Uncle Tom. This is no different from using the N-word to sum up an individual. This is what happens virtually every time a black or Hispanic conservative tries to achieve some prominence in this country. We saw it with Texas Judge Miguel Estrada, former Congressman J.C. Watts of Oklahoma. We saw it with Gerald Reynolds. Opposition on Capitol Hill forced President Bush to give him a recess appointment to head the Office for Civil Rights at the Department of Education. We see it with every media pundit who dares to be both black and conservative, and we're seeing it now with Justice Brown. This is what I call the new racism. It's about systematically trying to stop conservative blacks and Hispanics from achieving positions of prominence in America. This is especially strange because it comes from people who claim to want more racial diversity in government and in the courts. Whites can vote for whomever they choose, but minorities are told they must be liberals or they're labeled traitors to their race. These actions send the damaging message that because we share the same skin color, we all need to think, act, and vote the same way. American blacks and Hispanics are complex human beings. They should be allowed the intellectual freedom to arrive at those views and values that are the best mesh with their individual personalities. This is one more assault on intellectual freedom and diversity conducted by patronizing Democrats who still feel they know what is best for blacks and Hispanics. This assault on Justice Brown and all conservatives of color needs to end immediately.
The comments of Armstrong Williams, a nationally syndicated columnist and radio talk show host.